double-digit turnovers last Saturday. And number two is get the ball in the paint. Put the ball in the paint and let the big man Killian Larson do his Dougie. If he does, the Penguins will fly away with a victory. So now, the man, the moment you've been waiting for, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart, my mentor, Horn.
Thank you very much, P-Op, for the kind words and the great P pregame from the great P-Op. From Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayab, your DU broadcasters, for tonight's Game 2 between the Penguins and the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. We are ready for the national anthem to be sung by Nick Parrish tonight. So for those of you at home, please rise. Go fans, a great job by Nick Parrish of the national anthem. Now the starting lineup for tonight's game two for the Argonauts, visiting 1-7 in conference. Head coach is George Puhau, assisted by Troy Johnson, Sal Rodriguez Jr. and Matt Fleming. They'll be sending out number 10 Tyler Frick, the 6'6" junior out of San Diego. Number 11 is Aaron Mollett, the 6'2" junior out of Campbell. Number 21 is Jeff Ford, the 6-foot junior out of Hayward. Number 34 is Trent Enwood, a 6-foot-6 junior out of Sacramento. And number 50 is Nick Storman, the 6-foot-8 senior out of Turlock. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani, is assisted by Lee Creation, Jesse Haskins, and Scott Springhorn. Number 23 is James McKinnon, the 6'5". Number 31 is Mark Lewis, a 6-foot junior out of Canyon Country. Number 32 is Xander McNally, a 6'2 junior out of San Francisco. Number 43 is Connor Haysbert, a 6'8 freshman out of Sacramento. And finally, for the Penguins, number 44, the 6'10", the sophomore out of Puyallup, Washington, Killian Larson! Larson, his breakout season. Larson was named to the PacWest Weekly Top 10 Honor Roll for the fourth consecutive week. Larson, averaging 17 points a game. Larson shooting over 64%. The big man in the middle, Killian Larson at 6'10". Off to my left, the big man on the microphone, also at 6'10". Here's Patrick Kayab.
Now, there's going to be a lot of tension in the building, Stu, because we saw Jeff Ford shake coach Jesse Haskins' hand, and he said something, and that made The Penguins very frustrated, so we'll see here during tip-off.
This is a gigantic rivalry, and speaking of giants, Stormont's in the middle at 6'8". He's going up against James McKinnon at 6'5", and the Penguins get it on the tip out. So Xander McNally brings it across. Here's Mark Lewis, the ASU president, also having a tremendous year, the junior Lewis. McNally has got Ford plastered to him. McNally comes up and he's inadvertently tripped by Trent Henwood. Henwood was backing up, did not even see him. And very quickly, Ford is called on the foul, tripping McNally. One team foul, we're 20 seconds into the game. Inbounds. Haysbert gets it back outside, soft jumper by the 6-10er, Killian. From the right elbow, no. 32 seconds into the game, and Ford brings it up. Ford dumps it off to Frick in the corner. Now back over to the left side, Ford thinking three ball. They get it down low, Frick. Frick's got McKinnon. 45 seconds into the game, fans, no score. Penguin fans still pouring into the Conlin Center. Here's a soft jumper by Aaron Mollett is good. And that's a two ball from 19 feet. No look pass to Haysbert from Mark Lewis, and it is two up, 18:54 to go. The Penguins answer with a deuce. Ford to bring it up on the right side, coming toward us. Notre Dame attacking the Northern Hoop here at the Conlin Center, Dominican University, California. Frick drifts around to the outside, dumps it off to Henwood. Three ball, yes, from the right corner. 5-2. Here's Mark Lewis from the right side, takes it up, draws a foul. No, yes, he gets a whistle. No bucket, Piop.
Now, Stu, the person you got to look out for, Aaron Mollett. He sets up players. He could shoot the J, and guess what? He got a big rebound. He's got hops, and he jumped over everyone to get that rebound for the first possession.
Fans, if you'd like to watch the game as Lewis goes to the free throw line, you can watch the game by going to DominicanAthletics.com/live video. And you can watch this game on the B2 Video Network. Lewis cans the first one. Mark Lewis, number 31, makes them both. 5-4 after Lewis with a pair. Good work there. Ford brings it up against Lewis. Lewis almost screened out, but Lewis snuck around Henwood. Henwood now dumps it off to Frick. Frick backs up. Frick at 6'6", very thin. Frick goes up over the top of everybody. And the foul may be on Haysbert. Let's see if that's right. Is Haysbert McKinnon down low? And it was on McKinnon. Haysbert was right in there. And Frick will shoot. 7-4, 18-10. Frick to the line. On the way. Rattles in. So Frick scores three. McNally on the inbounds from McKinnon. No backcourt pressure to speak of. Haysbert out on the right wing. Too far out there. Now it's tipped away. A good steal by Mollett. And Aaron Mollett got in the way of the intended pass for Mark Lewis. And stole it away. Took it the distance. 10-4. Good buddy. Penguins trail. 17:45 to go. Penguins are going to have to pass the ball more crisply. And Killian Larson from the right side with a baseball toss, kind of a combination hook jumper baseball chuck, too flat to fall. Penguins can't get it to go. Stormont goes up though, pops off the rim, and the Penguins get the rebound. Still 10-4. Penguins back on offense. Killian on the right wing. Penguins playing some catch with 17 on the shot clock. McKinnon kick out to Mark Lewis. Three ball from straightaway, no. And the Penguins, there's a lid on the bucket. Coach Tavani's already got the sport coat off, and rightfully so. This place is starting to heat up. Long three ball shot off by Henwood. Nobody can score. Mark Lewis with a rebound. Now over to Killian. McKinnon. 16:40 to go, fans. Down low, Haysbert's going to fight his way in off the glass finally. Haysbert cans the deuce, and it's 10-6 after McKinnon fed him 16.5. Here's Piop.
Now, that all happened, but he set up his own shot. It was just a big hop step, and the hop step was able to make the big man score, too, inside.
16-21. Good move there by Xander McNally to tap the ball out of bounds from the pass from Tyler Frick. 16-17, Frick will bring it in into the backcourt to Ford. Jeff Ford, the six-footer, working the point tonight. 16-10 to go, fans. Notre Dame's got it at the elbow. 360 spinner by Frick. Frick is able to get the ball back after he muffed it away. Five, Ford drives in three. Ford softly with one on the shot clock. And that's making the most of things. 12-6. It's all Notre Dame so far, fans. Notre Dame clearly the aggressor here. Early going. 4.5 minutes into it, Notre Dame playing superb basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. The Penguins have it off to our left, attacking that southern hoop here at the Collins Center. Xander McNally with nine. Xander McNally down low. Oh, to Mark Lewis amid a ton of paint. So McNally with the low bounce pass straight through the paint finds Lewis down low. Lewis goes in against Tyler Frick. Got him by 6 or 7 inches. And Lewis sneaks one in. Great play by both guys. 12-8 as Ian Collins gets ready to come into the game along with Leon Hart. And now it's stolen away and it's out of bounds. And Lewis has got it after Xander McNally with a steal. And Frick would not allow Lewis to finish the play. That is without a foul. An immediate timeout. And now, as the camera zooms in on those of us here on Media Row, want to welcome everybody watching on the B2 Video Network. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California. Here's Piob with analysis.
Now, it's the Argonauts' game to win, because on the season, they out-rebound the Penguins. They out-rebound the Penguins by one. They turn over the ball less. The Penguins turn over the ball 18 times. Argonauts turn over the ball 15 times. But the only difference, the big difference, why the Argonauts have a big advantage is their free throw shooting. They shoot the free throws at 70% from the field for the season. So if they get at the line, be sure that they're going to make it. So we're going to bring it back to the voice of the Penguins, Stuart. Lights out, Horn.
14:57 to go, fans. If you'd like to interact with us or give a shout-out to anybody anywhere in the world, you can send us a message right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. Quickly inbounds. The Penguins get it. Leon Hart's got it. 14:55 to go, fans. Mark Lewis has got it after it's tipped out. Lewis throws it away, gives it away. 14:46 to go, and the clock rolls after the Penguins dump it off. The Penguins trail by four, 14:41. Now a shot off by Stormen is no good, and Killian Larson hauls it in. Lewis has got it, and McNally will come up to reset the play. 14:28, the clock rolls with 22 on the shot clock. Xander. Tons of time to think about it. Hart's all alone on the soft side. Now Xander will drive it in from the right, softly rattles it home. 12-10, Xander McNally scores the deuce. Penguins trail by only two now, 14-10 to go forward. Bringing it up, first half action, fans. Piob and I will have the halftime extravaganza. And you know when that happens, at halftime. But until then, DU basketball in the air. Soft jumper by Stormen, three ball no. Somehow, oh no, that was by Frick. Stormout with a rebound. Frick missed the three ball deep. But Notre Dame gets it back. 13:44 to go. Penguins still on defense now. Ben seems like forever. Ford hits the deck under the bucket off ball. It's in the hands of Cheyenne Lishman, a 6'2" junior out of Kailua, Hawaii. turnaround jumper softly by Storman is good with a 180 jumper very softly, 13-25, 14-10. Here's Xander up across the timeline. McNally softly down low. It's tipped out of bounds. No, it's not. Leon Hart recovers it. Back to the top of the key, Lewis. Xander will reset it. That was an attempted alley-oop down low for Killian, but too many Argonauts in the area. 14-10 as we come up on 13 minutes, fans. Down low. Collins has got it. He's got five on the shot clock. He wants to shoot. He does. Off the glass, too much. Everybody's on it. Hart's got it with a soft jumper put back. No. Loose ball, Hart with a rebound. Again, Hart, yes. And a whistle. Hart knocks down the deuce and has an opportunity to bring the Penguins within one, 12:48 ESPN.
Now, the thing about Leon Hart, like I said last game, his versatility. This guy's listed at 6'5", and he's a forward. But he could play. He's got hops, and he could play the guard position, put him in with the bigs, and he could do that too. And what's impressing me about his game is that he's a big defensive player. Not a lot of people know. He came from Campbellsville University, played against John Wall, Patrick Patterson, and he was playing defense all the time. But now, switching his game, he turns it into offense.
Hart on the line with backspin. Good. 14-13, fans, and the Penguins creep closer. Notre Dame to bring it in. Josh Pettit's come in, the 6'1" junior out of Fontana. He's up against Xavier Muldrow, one of the fastest players in the conference. Muldrow. Muldrow, a junior. He's gotten better and better as we've watched him from his freshman year. One of the great freshmen to ever come through the program. Muldrow, faster and bigger now. 12-16, the Penguins on defense, and the Penguins finally steal it away for a second. And finally, the Penguins force. The Penguins force the issue, and the Penguins had possession for just enough time to reset the shot clock. So while the buzzer went off, indicating a shot clock violation, in fact, the change of possession came with 2 seconds to go. Therefore, the Argonauts get the ball back with 34 on the shot clock, and it rolls. 12 minutes exactly in the first half, fans. Penguins down by just one. Penguin women already lost a heartbreaker tonight by five. Penguin women were up by three at one point in the first half and then couldn't hold it together in the second half under Brianna Chambers. That was a tough loss. Penguins now after the missed shot by Notre Dame. Get the rebound. McNally's got it. He goes to Ian Collins. Collins wears 33. To the 6-10er, Killian. Top of the key. Muldrow almost throws it away, but Leon gets it back with 10 on the shot clock. Uh-oh, out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Cheyenne Lishman. And there's a media timeout. Want to give a shout out to Tyler Burst running the camera up there for B2 Video Networks. If you'd like to watch this game, fans, you can do so by going to DominicanAthletics.com/live-video, and you will see Piab and I worldwide on the internet. You can watch every play of this game, and during the media timeouts, the zoom in on yours truly and my man Piab.
Well, right now, Penguins down by one. They have a chance to pull an upset here, because right now the Penguins, they did win on Thursday night, but if they can make an upset here in conference, they'll be three games in on conference, and they have a chance to at least contend against others or eliminate others from conference play. But right now, the Penguins need to focus on not turning the ball over, and that's killing them. If they can protect the ball and give the ball in the paint to Killian Larson or Connor Haysbert, then and get some perimeter shooting from Leon Hart, Collins, Muldrow, then everything will be okay. But back to the man of the hour, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P-Op. Radio.Dominican.edu. This game brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayab-Yab. Penguins have the ball on the sideline. They bring it in with six on the shot. Five, right side. Four, soft jumper. by McNally, air ball. And change of possession, tipped out, but somehow Notre Dame hangs on to it. Long two by ball by Mollett, loose ball. Penguins all over it, Haysbert comes up with it. Penguins get a break there. DeHuse to Collins. Top of the key, Hart, Collins, Haysbert, left side, too deep. Perfect opportunity for the DeHuse to get there. Marcus Hightower the rebound. Hightower out of Oakland is a 6'7". Sophomore in at 215 pounds. Brennan Holmes gets ready to enter the game for his first minutes tonight. Josh Pettit now on offense for Notre Dame. He's got the ball and he hands it off to Lishman. 10.5 fans back to the top of the key to Pettit, who barks out the play 8 seconds. Pettit drives in against Xavier Muldrow. Nowhere to put it. 3 seconds on the shot clock. On the way, catches rim and no bucket. Haysbert with a rebound. And Ian Collins has it coming up and on 10 minutes. And Haysbert scoops the ball. 21, Jeff Ford, for the Penguins, Brendan Holmes comes into the game. Brendan Holmes in place of Xander McNally with 14-13 years PI.
There's only one reason why Brendan Holmes is in the game, and that's to shoot the three ball. He was on the three ball contest against Kimi Nakamura in Midnight Mayhem. And he won it there. So let's see if he can shoot the three ball successfully tonight.
Into the backcourt, tipped out. And Ford had it, tipped into the backcourt by Ian Collins. Good defense there by Collins. 9:45 to go, fans. Penguins trail by one for quite a while here. Ford's got it. He drives in. Batted away by Collins. Loose ball. And there's that burst of speed by Xavier Muldrow from the right side. Muldrow and saved by Brennan Holmes, bought to Muldrow, kicked back over to Leon Hart, and that was all set up by Brennan Holmes. 15-14 after Hart cans the deuce. 9:20. Impressive play by Holmes and Muldrow. Muldrow with a steal, the save by Holmes, the bucket by Hart. 9:10 to go, fans. Down low to Stormont. Tipped out by Holmes, who climbed up Stormont's back and bashed it out of his hands. 9:06. Holmes gets his first, and Stormont will, let's see, Notre Dame will just bring the ball in right under the bucket, short side. Market, let's see, Lishman will bring it in. They've got 5-4 to Ford, top of the key. Now it's stripped away by Haysbert into the hands of Xavier Muldrow. Penguins playing some great defense. Thinking three ball is Holmes. Drives in, kick out. Oh, I thought Haysbert was going to go. Haysbert for three. Here's Holmes for three. No. Missed it from the right corner, just a little bit right. Well, he had the perfect distance, just a tiny bit right. And now a loose ball. Josh Pettit muffed it away and gets a whistle out of the deal. Leon Hart gets called.
Now, Frick is a tricky player here, Stu. He scored 11 points last Saturday against Hawaii Hilo. Let's see if he can be successful against the Penguins tonight.
8:43 to go. Frick has re-entered. 15-14. The Penguins on top with 8:39. Clock rolls first half. Lishman's got it against Holmes. Top of the key, Pettit. Right side, they get it over to Lishman now. Lishman's got Brennan Holmes staring him down. Holmes staring into his soul. Now they work it down low. Oh, no, the easiest shot all night by Hightower from 1 foot away. Maybe less. Hightower muffed it. Hightower had the easiest look of his collegiate career, and he missed it. No Penguins anywhere near him. Piob, I think even you or I could have made that one, but Hightower, generally very good from close range.
Yeah, he's just a big fella, Stu, but I guess lack of concentration. He heard footsteps, ball couldn't go in.
Yeah, that would have scared me, that's for sure. 15-14, the Penguins on top, and the DUs turn it around but cannot answer with anything meaningful. 7:56 to go. There's a media timeout. And when there's a media timeout, we remind you, you are tuned in and listening to radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from Mumbai to Dubai. From the Yukon to the Euphrates.
Yes, Stu, I don't know the language. I mean, I'm just focused on basketball right now, Stu. And you got to love the scrappy play that Brendan Holmes came here for. three-point specialist, missed his first one, but set up the break. And yeah, from Mumbai to Dubai, he could shoot the three ball there, Stu. And if he could shoot the three ball consistently, he reminds me of a young Michael Wells. And Michael Wells, former freshman player of the year. I don't know if Brendan Holmes has the talent that Mike had as a freshman, but I know that he has the same stroke that Mike Wells has.
And that's saying a lot. That's a huge compliment, because Mike Wells, when he was a freshman, and as you mentioned, was freshman of the year, he's a senior now. He was really something else. Then an injury, and Wells has been playing fine since then. In fact, let's see, sat out his entire sophomore year, played great last year, playing very well this year, but not getting a lot of starts, Wells. 15-14, we're back underway, fans. Haysbert will go to the line for the mighty Dominicans with under 8 minutes to go, fans. With an opportunity to put the Penguins up by three, let's see what Haysbert can do. He toes the line with his right foot. And he knocks down the first one. On the way, yes. So the Penguins do lead by three. With 7:54 to go. Here is Piob on the play-by-play.
Right now, Pettit gives the ball to the corner and almost turned over. Coach Brett Tovani asking for a carry. But right now, Frickle gives it to Ford. Jumper, yes, sir. Right from the corner, Ford answers and cuts the Penguins' lead to one. Muldrow, the speedy Muldrow, gives it to the three-point specialist, and back to Muldrow. Collins at the corner to Muldrow. Muldrow looking for an open. Leon Hart can't find him. Collins back to Muldrow. They're trying to set up Hart in the paint, but he gets hammered hard. And that's Lishman, the junior out of Hawaii.
Wow, that was a nasty foul by Lishman against Xavier Muldrow. Muldrow came up wincing, but he's a tough guy.
Yeah, Muldrow's a short guy, too. So if he takes a big, big shot, then we don't know what's going to happen to him if he gets injured.
Killian
comes in, and right now the ball's inbounded to Haysbert. Haysbert gives it back to the point guard. Muldrow taps his head twice, looking for a screen. Goes under his butt. Back to Larson. Back to Muldrow. Almost stutter steps. Back to Holmes. Three ball. And yes, sir, the three-point specialist answers right there. And it's 20-16, 6 minutes, 36 seconds left to go. Penguins up by four. Almost turned over. But Notre Dame still has the ball in their favor. Frick gives it back to Lishman. It's tipped by Larson and it goes out of bounds, and Haysbert runs to the stands. Incredible, but checking in is Mollett and the senior center Stormont.
That was tremendous. Tremendous play from Killian Larson just to get a hand on that ball and knock it out of bounds.
It's that 7'6 wingspan that Larson has. He's a 6'10 sophomore out of Washington. And Ford trying to cross over Muldrow. He pulls up. And it's in and out. Off front iron. Muldrow pushing. He's fast. I hope the Penguins can keep up with him. Oh, no. A little pushing and shoving with Hightower and Haysbert. And they're going to call it on Haysbert. That's an easy call. He pushed him like an offensive lineman.
Yeah, he really did. He had both hands up and shoved him. And Haysbert's not a little dude. Haysbert's a 6'8", 240-pound freshman. And when he pushes you, you know it.
Yeah, but he also pushed Hightower. And Hightower's a 6'7 sophomore out of Oakland, so you don't want to mess with him either. 20-16. Penguins still up by four with 5 minutes, 56 seconds left to play. And the point guard, Ford, ready to let things happen. He gives it to Mollett. Mollett to Hightower. Hightower to Frick. Frick working on McKinnon. He drives the lane at the corner. Tosses back to Mollett. Mullet drives. And here it comes. Oh, no, and that gets in for two. And that's the man of the hour. That's Stormant. McNally back in for play. And Halls for three. Answering. He's the three-point specialist. And he answers. 23-18. And here comes Ford. Ford. Intern passes to Mullet. Back to Ford. He's on top of the key. Hightower gives it to Frick. He pulls up mid-range. Jay off back iron. Hightower misses again. He missed so many easy layups. And he can't do anything about that because the Penguins have possession. The point guard, Xander McNally, calls the play. To McKinnon, to Larson, back to McKinnon, the Aussie. Brandon Holmes drives and he turns it over. The young freshman turns it over to Mullet, to Frick. Frick to Ford. Ford back to Frick. He almost mishandles the ball and it's thrown. No, there's an offensive foul and this is going to the freshman. He's earned minutes and he earned play. That's the man. That's Brandon Holmes. The three-point specialist.
Holmes got in there and fought for it as the Argonaut player hit the deck and hit it hard. Holmes went down too, but I think Holmes went down more softly than the Argonaut player. Penguins with a five-point lead, fans. 4:24. Here's Pia with a timeout.
Right now, Penguins have the advantage going into halftime. So we're going to take a timeout. Penguins up 23-18, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
Yes, that's right, the hottest DJs in the Bay Area. Patrick Kayabyab with the voice of the Penguin, Stuart Horn. We're ready to call some basketball in the Conlin Center. Penguins up by 5, 23-18. So we're going to see if the point guard, McNally, can get something going for... pressuring him as he takes the ball off half court. McNally getting pressure by Ford again. Oh no, it's off Larson after the ball was tipped from Henwood. Larson frustrated with himself, thought he could get a free basket there. But Ford, the junior out of Hayward, he's a point guard, pure point guard, and he gives it to the star player Mullet, who gives it back to Henwood. Henwood to Frick, and there's gonna be a foul on Larson. He grabbed the shorts, and checking in is Leon Hart. That's right, the foul was on Larson. It's a hold. So checking in is Leon Hart, and a media timeout. Stu, the Penguins playing great basketball. They're up by five. I like the scrappy play by Holmes. What do you think Holmes could do, Stu?
Well, I think Holmes is gonna have to come in. Well, he's already in there, but I think he needs to keep shooting that three. When Holmes catches fire, he's death from outside. I'd like to see Hart, now that Hart's coming back in at the end of this timeout, I'd like to see him work it down low. More aggressive defense, more push into the hoop for Hart, because when Hart drops a shoulder, you can forget about it. That was at the end, just before we came into this timeout, Killian drew his first foul. Number 44, Larson, with 3:58 to go in the first half. Larson now just one, so he's in good shape foul-wise. Yet what you don't want is the hottest player on the team, Killian Larson, getting into foul trouble at any time during this timeout.
Yeah, Larson, the 6'10", only got his first foul. That's good. But if he gets more, the Penguins are in trouble. He's the face of the franchise right now. He was the reason they stopped that 16-game losing streak. And you hope the Penguins won't get back to that groove again.
I don't know. I think the radio team actually had a lot to do with us stopping that losing streak. But perhaps I'm bias. Now with the play-by-players, Piob.
Right now, Frick drives the lane. Back to Mullet. Hand checked by Xander. And Ford yells red. Cuts the cutting. The cutting Mullet pushes Xander down, but he gets back up. Good athleticism. Athleticism by Xander. Great pass, but blocked by Hart. He slapped the ball to the backboard, but it's going to be NDNU ball. Great athleticism by Hart.
McNally came up. He was totally unclear as to who that ball went out of bounds off of.
Oh, man, that's a big push by number 50, Dormant.
That's a goaltend.
And they're going to call a goaltend. Basket counts. That's on Leon Hart. Leon Hart's got athleticism.
That was not even near the bucket, P.A., but they called the two. They counted it, and it's because the ball was on the way down, and Hart couldn't get the block on the way up. It was on the way down. They gave him two and ran to the other side.
Yeah, so that was just down to the cylinder, but Hart just stuck his mitts in there and put the ball free.
Wow.
On the key, Xander. 23-20. Penguins up by three with 3 minutes left. Xander to Larson. Larson, big fella, hip step move, 360, lays it up and in. 25-20, Penguins with a 5-point lead. Ford sticks up three fingers, crossovers Lewis. And Ford ready to play, he gives it. In the corner right there is Frick. Frick, heavily guarded. Henwood passes, but make great ball movement. And right there, number 50, Stormman gets hammered. And that's going to be on Hart. Hart had two bad trips. First a goaltend, then a foul. With 2 minutes, 33 seconds left to play. Penguins still up by five. But hopefully that Stormant will miss both free throws so the Penguins could have a bigger lead during halftime. But the 6'8" freshman at the scorer's table, that's Haysbert, and he's going to check in for Hart. Here comes Stuart Horn.
All right, fans, the first one from Stormant goes down. Mic up. 25-21 with 2:33 to go. The second one should go. On its way, Stormant. Yes, that guy's solid from the line. Now the clock rolls, 2.5. Here we go. 25-22. Penguins on offense, off to our left, winging it around, moving the ball nicely. Tipped out by Ford, back into the hands of Xander. They get it over to Hart, thinking three ball McKinnon on the way. Oh no, just a tiny bit short. Tipped out, and they're going to give the ball back to Notre Dame with 2:07 to go. Penguins by three. Both teams have committed six. So no trouble of the double bonus in the final 2 minutes of the half. First half action as Ford comes around. Ford somehow gets the shot off, unable to finish cleanly though, as Mark Lewis was causing him a lot of trouble. 1:45 to go, fans. Stormant's got it down low against Killian. Kick out right through the fingertips of Trent Henwood and into the Penguin bench with 1:44 to go. The Penguins by three and the D's will have the ball.
Right now, Xander is the point guard. I saw him while I was practicing my own shot. He was practicing his own shot with Coach Brett Sovani last Tuesday.
Lewis has got it, 360 spinner. He's got nowhere to go with it. Penguins get the easy side. Soft jumper by McKinnon, air ball. Not McNally. McNally gets wrapped up, and Killian Larson gets tied up with Trent Henwood. And Notre Dame gets the ball back on the jump ball wrapped up between Henwood and Larson. Larson comes up with the hands up. 25-22. Larson, the consummate gentleman. Sign of sportsmanship there. 1:20 to go, 25-22. Penguins on defense now as Ford will bring it up. Ford with a stutter step with Lewis all over him. Ford's not getting in. Mollett's got it. Top of the key, back over to Henwood. Three ball. No, it's a long deuce. Timeout has been called by the Penguins as the score is 25-24. 1 minute exactly. Fansradio.dominican.edu.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot with disappointing losses to PacWest.
All right, fans, with 1 minute to go in the first half, Piab will take the play-by-play. You're listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
Right now, the big fella, Killian Larson, got into a big scuffle with Stormman, but the sportsmanship that Larson carries just shook his hand right after that big exchange. Oh, pressing right now is NDNU and giving it to the 6'8" freshman. He's got more time. He's got to get the ball out of half court, and they did. Xander now trying to shake and bake. Ford, but back to Holmes. Holmes with 43 seconds left to play. Xander to Lewis. Three ball. Yeah. Yes, sir. With 37 seconds left, the Penguins are up by four, 28-24.
Clock.
Ford with 30 seconds. 30 seconds forward, gives it to Frick. Frick is stuck at the corner. He'll give it back to Henwood. Henwood Pitt delivers, and that's a foul. And there goes the big fella. Storm Mint has a chance to get a three-point play with 18 seconds left in the game.
There were three Penguins right there under the bucket. Storm Mint, who is now going to the line, was there all alone. And with everybody swinging and batting at the ball, it seems unlikely he could get that shot off without being fouled.
Storm Man been money from the line all day tonight. The big fella Larson gives it to Lewis with 17 seconds. 17 seconds back to 14. Holmes to McNally. 10 seconds. 10 seconds, guys. And he slaps his head once. Six. Calls the play. 5 seconds. And here comes the president, nails it. No more seconds. The big fella, Haysbert started the break. Penguins up 31-27, 4-point lead. And me, Patrick Kayab, Yab, and Stuart Horn will be on right now.
Thank you very much. And with 2 seconds to go in the half there, fans, Mark Lewis from the left corner buries a three ball. After McNally had great patience with 10 seconds left in the half, got it to Lewis in the corner to finish the half. It's always nice to get one last shot off at halftime. 31-27 is your score as the Penguins are in the clubhouse. Piab and I will be back in about 10 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. Please stay with us on radio.dominican.edu.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. That's all, folks.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken.
Good job there, Piab, radio.dominican.edu. For the second half, Penguins' lead is 4. After Lewis hit the big three ball going into the clubhouse for the Penguins. Our next broadcast, fans, will be Tuesday, February 15th. BYU Hawaii will be in the house. Women 5:30, men 7:30. We are ready to go, fans. Everybody's set. Lewis will bring it in. He does so into the back court. And Xander McNally brings it up. McNally is so ultimately totally confident when he's got the ball. He never even looks at the defender. He just feels where the defender is. He could just kind of sense where the defender is. In this case, it's Jeff Ford. Good fake by Haysbert to hit McKinnon. And James McKinnon opens the second half with a big three ball. After Haysbert got the no look, everybody in the place thought Haysbert was going to drive to the hole. Instead, at the last second, he dumped it to the top of the key and let McKinnon swing home an uncontested three ball from straight away. Boy, that was pretty stuff.
Oh, no.
Going in is Tyler Frick, and he picks up a foul and a deuce. Frick with the bucket. And he'll get to go again. 19-10 PR.
Even in the NBA, that foul will be called because Haysbert was in the restricted zone, even though there's no restricted zone in college. But he fell, he moved his feet, and Frick answers back.
The Icebox was a little bit late with their... They wanted the destructive yell in order to throw Frick off, but they yelled after the ball was in the air, and Frick made it. Here's Killian off the glass, and Larson. Larson hasn't done much anything so far tonight. The Penguins are still up by four. If Larson catches fire, the Penguins could really create some separation. 34-30 with 18:45 to go.
Now, Killian did that, too. When he scored 32 the other night, he went very scoreless in the first half, and he scored 22 on Thursday, and he's starting slow right now.
Three ball. Goes off by Henwood from the left corner. It is deep, and the Penguins come up with it. McNally. Penguins attacking the northern hoop. McNally throws it away. Intended for Killian Larson down low, but straight into the hands of Stormont. That was not a very McNally-like toss, as Stormont was simply playing his guy and ended up with a gift. Ford drives in, throws it away. Leon Hart comes up with it. Hart will hang in the backcourt. And Hart's got one of his left shoe has come untied. Hart wants to tie it. But Hart knows that if he spends the time tying it, that could be a crucial moment, giving an advantage to NDNU. Penguins shoot off and can't get it to go. 34-30. Piab probably has the statistics from the first half as far as what the Penguins shot in the first half. And if he doesn't have them, he will have them. And the Penguins get it on the turnover as it goes out of bounds off of Frick. Right into media row.
Yeah, the Penguins shot 44% from the field, and the Argonauts only shot 40.
And what were the total numbers of shots? That's what I'm interested in.
18 shots, 20 shots.
Okay, so 44% of 18 and 40% of 20, and that's why the D's have the lead. So after the out-of-bounds, the Penguins get it, and they slowly and methodically bring it up. Killian, top of the key, gets it over to Mark Lewis. Tell you one thing, Notre Dame's playing Killian Larson very tough down low. 17 minutes exactly, fans. McNally, 360 spinner, top of the key. Goes back up to the top to Leon Hart. Hart's got it with a stutter step. Hart jukes left, goes right, then falls left, and with a quick finger roll from midway up the paint, Hart let one fly, 36-30, about a 9-footer, maybe 8-foot. But he was up way above the hoop, looking down. It looked like he was looking down through the bucket. Off-ball penalty is called on Mark Lewis. Lewis picks up his first, and off ball, and it was a hand check. 36-30, 16:38 to go. Two team fouls committed by the Penguins here in the second half, fans. Penguins with two victories in conference, Notre Dame with one. McNally playing against Ford. Now Stormont's got it. Stormont, one bounce, two bounces, drifts into the paint, goes up against Killian, 360. Bucket. And the three-point opportunity for Stormont. Xavier Muldrow re-enters the game. in place of McKinnon. McKinnon with that nice three ball to open the second half. Give the Penguins some serious momentum. 16-22 is Stormont. Bounces it twice and lets it fly and misses it. Oh, Leon Hart. Those were some hops. I mean, he was up there above the rim forever. So here is Muldrow, brings it up against Ford, dumps it off to McNally. Now Xavier's got it again. Outside the arc. Coming up on 16 minutes, fans. Uh-oh. Off ball, 3 seconds in the... Oh, no, he pulled the jersey. Ford pulled the jersey on Killian Larson. So the first team foul committed by Notre Dame. And they get it inbounds to Killian. He drives the paint. Killian can't finish. Killian has it batted away. All ball by Stormont. Killian not having a good night. Couldn't even get a shot off. Stormont's right there. Stormont is a 6'8" senior. Matches up nicely, actually, against Killian. Here's a loose ball. And Lewis chased the ball in the back field with Henwood, backcourt, I should say, with Henwood. And a media timeout. Speaking of media, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Piob, Penguins are up by 4 with 15:40 to go. What say you, my friend?
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to the Icebox and my two buddies there, Darian Webster, Eddie Aquino, diehard Penguin fans. But back to the Penguin lead. It's starting off not because of the big man, Killian Larson. He scored 22 the other night against Academy of Art Urban Knights. But it's because of Leon Hart's hops. This kid has so much hops. He needs hops. If you have to play against John Wall, Patrick Patterson, and DeMarcus Cousins, you need that hops. But he's giving the Penguins the energy that he should bring to every game. He's been inconsistent for a few games, but it's because of the little team chemistry. A little transfer students give that sometimes. They have to adjust to one another, and they're doing that today. Penguins up by 4, and Hart, a big reason why they're up by 4. So here comes the big fella, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Piob. It has been a while since anybody referred to me as the big fella. I kind of like it. 15:40 to go. No, I like it. Are you kidding? That's good. I mean, you got the big fella like Leon Hart with the three-point shot on the way. Oh, a little bit short. And Hart is a big fella. Of course, Killian Larson, there's a big fella. And Mark Lewis forces the issue. And Ford gets a backcourt penalty. Coach Puau's out on the court. He hates the call. And the Penguins get it. So with a brilliant defense by Mark Lewis, forces the ball into the backcourt, and that goes against Notre Dame. 15:24 to go, fans, in the second half. 36-32, the Penguins lead, and the Penguins have the ball. Leon Hart, the other big fella, with the black hose, calf high, gets it to Lewis. Now over to Xavier Muldrow, kick out. McNally down low, stolen away from Killian. Intended for Killian, he never really had it. Instead, it's stolen away by Stormont. Tavani's got his head in his hands. He hates the Penguin passing the ball like that. The D.U.'s have been so much better all season long at working the ball. They get it outside now to Frick. Three ball, yeah. Frick can knock it down from 22. He was way out there. 14:45 to go. Brennan Holmes gets ready to come in. Holmes with some nice work in the first half. Penguins by one now. To Killian, down low, throws it over to Hart. Now over to Xavier, two ball on the way. Rattles in, no, it's a long three ball. I thought it was a gargantuan deuce. But it was out there for three, 14:22 to go. The Penguins by 4. Now Stormont on the left wing. Stormont gets it down low, almost muffs it away. Killian's on him. Killian's all over him. Now they get it back up top to Lishman. To Ford, right side. Lishman's got it again after it went through the hands of Frick. Lishman kick out. Dish off on the left wing to Henwood. Oh, it came off of somebody's head. That came off of Trent Henwood's head after it missed going in. Leon Hart is lying on the floor in the right under the bucket. Henwood came in trying to get the ball and bounced off his sconce inside of 14 minutes. That's a sconce ball there, Piab, 39-35. And Henwood will go to the line. So while the ball rattled off the dome, he will get a chance to go. What are you laughing at?
They're all using their feet to wipe the floor. Even Hart's using his feet to
wipe it. Well, Hart was on the floor, and he's all sweaty, and then the floor in the right under the bucket is soaking wet. So then all the guys went in there, you're right, and they were squeaking their tennies back and forth, and Henwood misses the first one. Brennan Holmes back in. Holmes a freshman, and McKinnon will also come in. McKinnon in place of Killian Larson. Larson not having his night tonight. Larson's out of sorts.
Yeah, after scoring Larson 22.
What has he got so far tonight? Two points?
Larson, yeah, he only has 2 points and only 3 rebounds.
Well, they're playing Larson tough. I mean, every team that the Penguins meet now know that Larson's the top scorer. And Larson's the top rebounder. Larson's not much on the assists. Uh-oh, now the Penguins throw it away. And Puel wants to travel, but he doesn't get it as the Penguins almost muffed it away. It went right through the fingertips of Brennan Holmes, but he held onto it. Leon Hart with some massive hops off the window too much. Frick down with it. Ford brings it up. Penguins by 3, 13 and a half to go, fans. Lishman on the way. Uh-oh, tie game. Cheyenne Lishman from the right wing at about 22. Ties the game at 39 with a tremendous swishing three ball. Coming up on 13 minutes, fans. Leon. Hart heaves it across the court to Lewis. Sets up a screen for Xavier Muldrow. Some good footwork down low. Hart turn around off the glass. Oh, no. Oh, no. Leon Hart, that's in his wheelhouse. He loves that shot, Hart. He's so good at it. 12:47, Stormont. Oh, and it's batted away by Hart and a whistle. Oh, Stormont was going to finish, and he didn't have a ball in his hand. 12:35, great handwork there by Leon Hart, the big fella. Now Ford drives in from the baseline. Hammers Hart to the ground. Ford does, goes up, lays it up, hits the side of the backboard. And the Penguins get the ball back. Leon Hart to the bench as Ian Collins comes in his place, and Haysbert. So now it's Haysbert, Collins, Holmes, Muldrow, and McKinnon for the Dominicans with 12 and a half to go exactly. 39 up, fans. Tie game. And after the first several minutes, I'd say after the first quarter, the Penguins have led for the better part of the game, but never by much. 12:18 to go. Right side batted away from Brennan Holmes, went in to lay it up from the right side, and it was batted away all ball by Tyler Frick, and it was a tremendous rejection. Coming up on 12 minutes, 39 all, Lishman, kick out left side, Mollett, to Lishman, right side now. Frick's going to try it. He heaves it across. Three ball on the way by Pettit. Deep. Air ball. Lishman's right there. He goes up and has it swatted away by Ian Collins. Comes over his back. No whistle. Not even close. 11:42 to go. And here goes Holmes. Holmes goes top of the key to Xavier. And Xavier drives it in left side softly off the... Oh, brother. That ball is bouncing all over the rim, and I cannot imagine how it couldn't fall in. It was just bouncing off of one side of the rim and then back over to the other, and finally it was batted away. NDNU ball, tie game, 39. 11-11 on the board for Aces. In the corner, Notre Dame's got it, Pettit. Pettit drives the baseline, kick out to Eric Hartvigsen. Hartvigsen goes left side, three ball to Aaron Mollett. Oh, check it. That's Tyler Frick with a three ball. And it's now 42-39. The Penguins trail after Frick hits the big tray. 10:40 to go, fans. Second half. Penguins have committed four. DU's on defense. Check it, offense. Uh-oh. Whistles off ball on Hartvigsson. He gets his first. Hartvigsson throws a knee into the back of Connor Haysbert. 42-39, the Penguins trail with 10:31. A media timeout. And media means radio.dominican.edu. Here's Piob.
Now, the only reason the Penguins are in this game is because of bench points. They're not getting the points from Killian Larson, who was the star player on Thursday's game against the Urban Knights. He scored 22. Right now, the leaders are the bench, with Brandon Holmes making two threes in the first half and Leon Hart delivering with his big hops and great defensive play. The bench has been delivering money for the Penguins. So if the bench could deliver money, let's see if the starters can here for tonight's game and pick up a victory. The Penguins down by three, but I don't think that's a problem. I'm going to be like Stu and make a bold statement. I'm going to say the Penguins win tonight.
42-39, fans. The Penguins trailing here. 31 seconds left in the third quarter. So Hartvigsson picks up his first, so the Penguins have it on the short side right under the bucket. Left side, McKinnon hits the side of the backboard but gets his own rebound right back in his face. And that is a smooth move for the Penguins. Up with it is Connor Haysbert, and that one falls, and that one counts, and Haysbert will go to the line.
Now, he's a big body, Stu. He's slow. Yeah, he's a freshman, but he loves contact. That's what you need in the paint, a guy that loves contact.
Lishman will go, listen, Haysbert to the line. Lishman picks up his second. On the way, yes. And that's a three-point play any way you look at it for Haysbert.
Killian has big scratches on his right arm. He's been taking punishment downstairs.
Yeah, you're not kidding. They have been double and triple teaming Killian Larson tonight in a huge way. Now with a play-by-play, scores tied. 42 all with 10 minutes to go. Here's Patrick Kayabiab.
Right now at the corner, that's Mollett. Three ball and answers after a three-point play right there. From Haysbert, Mollett is answered for a three ball of his own. The point guard, Muldrow, gives it to Collins, the transfer student out of Santa Rosa Junior College, and they're going to say that he shuffled the feet. Too many steps, as they say here in the Collins Center. 45-42, 9 minutes, 49 seconds left to play. The point guard, Pettit, gives it to Frick. The junior out of San Diego, California, a Padre fan, goes on top of the key. He'll take a shot of his own and nail it. With the wingspan of Haysbert in his face, the score 45-44. Oh, they made a mistake there. Penguins should not be. Oh, yeah, okay,
yeah,
there they go.
All of a sudden, Piob, the Notre Dame's are raining three balls, and they're all hitting the mark.
Yeah, hitting it hard, too. 47-42. Penguins down by five with 9 minutes, 9 seconds to go. Shot goes up. Rebound, but there's a foul. And it's white ball. There's going to be a hold. And that's going to be on Hartvigsson. Hartvigsson's second. And he held on to the jersey of the big fella, Connor Haysbert.
Hartvigsson racks up two fouls in 2 minutes. And Hartvigsson gets yanked.
Now here's the freshman, three-point specialist, Holmes, back to the point guard, Muldrow. Xander looks to find someone. He finds Haysbert, mid-range, Jay. Oh, the 6'8" man can't get it to go. Rebound by Frick. He pushes the tempo. 8 minutes, 49 seconds left to play. Oh, back to Frick. For three is Frick. Frick misses, rebounds by the 6'8" man, Haysbert.
Man, that was Haysbert boxing out, and that's how you box out, just tough one. Good rebound.
But if I was me, I wouldn't want to try to box out him. Oh, Holmes for a deep three. It's missed. hit right side iron. The point guard, Pettit, goes. There's a timeout right here on Notre Dame. So while there's a timeout, we're going to take a timeout of our own here on radio.dominican.edu.
Ended the season on the wrong foot with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Bratsberg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season. Soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thoris Meadows.
Go Penguins!
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am a Dominican.
All right, fans, we are back with 8:25 to go. 47-42, all of a sudden, the Penguins are trailing. Notre Dame in the house. Patrick Kayabyab, he's in the house, and here he is with the play-by-play.
With the Penguins down by five, they need a stop on defense. The point guard on point guard matchup, Pettit on Muldrow. Ball's thrown way back court, and the forward, that's odd, the forward Frick has a chance to score now. Frick to Mullet. Mullet gets the screen, and now on top of the key, it's back to Frick. Fake passes, drives on Hayes Burt. Pettit drives the lane. That's an open lane. Great pass. What a pass, and the big fella Stormant lays it up for two.
That was Penguins. As nice a play, Piob, as I've seen all night. As much as it hurts me to say that, that was some beautiful basketball.
Great passing by the Argonauts. Penguins down by seven, 49-42. And there's a media timeout.
Well, you know when there's a media timeout, fans, it's always good to tune in to radio.dominican.edu. Listen in on DU Sports, everything Dominican. Radio.dominican.edu brings you all things Dominican worldwide. And here he is worldwide, my partner, Patrick Kayabyab.
Yeah, we're always worldwide from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan. We're going to make it. But right now the Penguins need to score a lot of points to come back. They need to score 7 in 7 minutes. So if the Penguins could do that, they're in great shape. But also, they might need a few stops on defense. And the players to do that is Leon Hart, the scrappy play of Holmes, and also the bench points. Penguins have 18 bench points in total, and that's keeping them in the game. So if they could get the starters to step up, such as Killian Larson, he's been a no-show today. So if Larson could pick up some points and some rebounds, that would help the Penguins heavenly. So now I'll throw it back to the play-by-play boy. Play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
Well, whatever you say, I'll take it. 49-42, the Penguins trail. Play-by-play boy, the big fella. You've been coming up with some gold tonight. I like it all. 7:40. By the way, fans, if you'd like to join the Penguin Boosters, email jane.winter@dominican.edu for more information. The Penguins trail by 7 and need to get something going here. Penguins by led by as many as 4, and the D's wanted to travel there. They don't get it. And that looked like a travel clearly off of Josh Pettit. But somehow, Pettit, and now they give the ball back to Notre Dame. After some big defense by Xavier Muldrow, I thought Xavier forced the issue, Piob.
Yeah, Xavier did a great job. Quick hands. He's very fast, too. And this guy's been here ever since his freshman year.
Shot clock violation is called against Notre Dame. Aaron Mullet had the last touch. So the Penguins get the ball on the unforced turnover. Well, I shouldn't say that. It was forced. It was very forced. The defense forced the issue to the degree that Notre Dame couldn't get the shot off. Here's some big-time defense on the part of Tyler Frick and Josh Pettit. Pettit picks up his first, while Leon Hart will go to the line. 6:51 to go, fans. 6:51. It's coming right down to the wire. The Penguins have two conference victories, while Notre Dame with just one. Leon Hart to the line. Wide open stance. Toes the line, right footed. Perfect. Mark Lewis back in the game in place of McKinnon. So Lewis is back in there. Lewis the junior, getting better every year. Now Lewis came in onto the team a couple years ago. A scrappy, kind of quick guy that never would get many starts. Now he's a regular starter. The free throw is missed. 49-43. Penguins on defense. Now it's stolen away by Xavier Muldrow, who runs up the sideline. He gets it with a stutter step. Dump off to Lewis at the last second. And Lewis picks up the foul. He'll go to the line.
Just great pass by Muldrow. He got caught up in the air. And luckily you found the president, Mark Lewis.
Tavani's called the timeout. Piab and I will be back in a few. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feeling me?
All right, fans, the end of the timeout's come. It's 49-43, and the Penguins better kick it in gear. Penguin fans are falling asleep on alumni night. 6:27 to go. Piob's going to take over the play-by-play.
With the icebox making noise, we're hoping that the school president can make this one. And he won't, after someone from the NDNU crowd just made a chuckle noise, made the president miss that one.
Oh, I see somebody. It sounded like somebody was barking.
But that bark made Lewis make the second. Ford pushes while Muldrow plays D. Penguins down by 5, 49-44. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left. Mollett, the leading scorer of the team, back to Frick, guarded by Leon. Leon playing great defense. Frick uses pivot foot and crosses over Hart. There goes a three ball.
Yo!
And it's missed. It's missed by Lishman. And the point guard, Xander McNally. We'll push it again.
Good rebound there by the 6'10", Killian Larson. If Larson can't get anything to fall, at least he could haul in a few.
Great take by Hart. He'll lay it up and in. 49-46, Penguins down by three with 5 minutes, 36 seconds to go.
Man, what a pretty play by Hart to right-hand it off the window. That was off balance, a lot of spin. That was a big league play.
Now, Hart, this is his first year in a Penguin uniform, and after his first year, he's out of here because he's a senior. 49-46, 5 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Ford shoots a jumper, and he makes it. 52-46, that's a three by Ford, a point guard. So McNally, with 5 minutes to go, he'll call the play. He barks the play, gives it to the other point guard, Muldrow. Back to the paint, his Hart. That's his money. That's his money at the box. He lays it up and in.
Another one. Two plays in a row. Both impossible. Both went in right in the middle. No doubters.
52-48. Penguins still down with 4 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Hart almost tips that. And Xander tips it, but they're calling a foul. Oh, man. The man from Denver, born in San Francisco. very, very, very intrigued on that call. With 4 minutes 36 seconds, Penguins still down. Score is 52-48. Taking out the ball is the point guard four. That's rare to see, a point guard taking out the ball. And there's whistles again.
I'm not sure if I don't. It wasn't anything with the clock.
And here's Ford taking it out. He's looking for the big fella. That's Stormman. He's leading the team in scoring right now. And here comes the point guard laying it up and out. The present Lewis pushes the paint, pushes the rock.
3-on-1.
Now he slows it down. He'll give it to Hart. Back to the point guard, Xander. 52-48, 4 minutes, 15 seconds left to play. McNally gives it to McKinnon, and there's going to be a foul. And the foul's on. Well, they're saying 1-on-1. And it's Stormman's second. Larson has the chance to add to the points for the Penguins. They're down by 4, 52-48, 4 minutes, 11 seconds to play. Larson makes the first.
I love to see Larson finally get something to fall. The guy has not been shooting tonight. I don't know what if it's that they just have so much pressure on him that he's decided he doesn't want to shoot. But now he makes two in a row, and that's good to see the big fella.
Well, as a shooter, I noticed that when you get your free throws, it gets you in a rhythm. Let's hope that the big man, Larson, gets to a scoring rhythm here. Great defense by McKinnon. Pettit almost traveled. Ford crosses over Lewis. He's getting it back to the key. Oh, man, fans are upset. They thought that Pettit traveled. I know Stu thought he traveled.
I really did. He was totally off balance. I thought he was about to fall down.
Oh, no. Oh. They're going to call a foul. And we're going to check if it's on Leon.
Yeah. Who's it on?
We're wondering who's it on. Coach Tovani's wondering who's it on.
No way. No way.
With a media timeout, the team will retreat back to the bench. We'll find out who that foul was against. I'm not sure who committed that foul. They've not put it up on the board yet. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, fans. On the radio, home of the Penguins, NC2A basketball, Penguin style. Radio.dominican.edu. Here's Piob.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the undercard for Super Bowl Sunday. Penguins versus Argonauts. But the Penguins need a stop on defense, and they need to do it now, right? Leon Hart is the key. I don't know if he's going to get the foul called, but we will see, because he's a key, and he cannot rally on fouls.
So he cannot rally on fouls? What does that mean?
He cannot pick up more fouls.
You're absolutely right about that. 52-50. The Penguins are right there. For a second there, it looked like the Penguins were going to let this thing get away from them. But the Penguins have fought back, and they've been fighting. But you're right. Hart's been a huge part of that. He made two consecutive plays that were absolute impossible shots with Ford to the line. Here's Piob.
Ford, the point guard who made a devastating three to give the Argonauts a six-point lead, nails the first one. 53-50. Argonauts lead by three. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left to play. Let's see if he can make the second. Crowd makes noise. Makes the second anyways. 54-50. Penguins down by four. 3 minutes, 39 seconds left to play. 33 seconds on the shot clock. McNally trying to cross over Pettit. Over to the present. Hits the three, no. Rebounded by the point guard Pettit. Next, back to the other guard. Other point guard. That's four. 54-50. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Gives it to Pettit. Pettit trying to shake off McKinnon. Larson gets out of his position, goes on top of the key. While Ford's at the corner, he has the ball. Crossing over is Ford to Pettit. Oh no, that's another travel they didn't call.
I can't believe that.
That was up and down. I'm sorry, that's a bad call. Pettit shoots a mid-range jumper. No. Rebounded, and they're going to call a foul there, and that's on McNally, and he's slow to get up. Uh-oh, that's a bad sign. This is the best ball handler on the team. That's just a bad sign. He's holding his ankle.
And the foul's against him. Luckily, it's only his second. McNally hit the floor very, very hard, twisting the ankle. He popped back up. He's all right, but Piop mentioned he was very slow to get up. Boy, there was that moment where Pettit came up, and I thought he traveled with it. It looked like he jumped up. No more contact with the ground. Held the ball and came back down. No whistle. Which led to this position right here.
Oh, Larson.
Loose ball. What a save by Killian.
Larson just with a big hike. He went under his legs and hiked that one.
Something. He's falling out of bounds.
The Penguins bench is outscoring the Argonauts. Their bench has 21 points. Argonauts only have three. What an up and down move by Larson. A big man doing that move?
That
Are you
nice.
Kidding me?
Up and under with the spinner off the glass.
54-52, Penguins down by two. 2 minutes, 23 seconds left to play. And the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn, gets the action right now.
Thank you very much, Piab. You're right. That was a great shot by Killian. What a time for Larson to get hot would be nice right now. And Larson with the rebound. That was a beauty. 54-52. 2 minutes exactly, fans. Can the Penguins do it? Got the home crowd behind him. Lewis drives in. Soft fade away. Yes. Tie game. 54 up as Mark Lewis buckled in the paint. Fell back. Knocked down the two. 54 up. 1:47 to go. Piab and I are back in 15 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Go Penguins.
Bumped up right side. Helped across. And that's it. Swingle with the block. Josh. Swingle puts it away. And the Penguins with their first conference victory.
Reach the arc.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bug. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.
No, that's not all, folks. Because the play-by-play man, my mentor, Stuart Horn.
You're right. That's not all, folks. There's a lot more to come, folks. 1:47 to go. Good call there, Piab. 54 all. Penguins on defense. Clock rolls. Coming up on a buck and a half. Now the Penguin fans are alive. They've all awakened and are freaking out. Ford with a foot fake. Oh, Killian stuck a hand in there. No travel. Pettit had it. Back over to Ford on the wing. 1 minute, 25 seconds to go. 8 on the shot, Ford. 6, right side, 5. Now, loose ball. Penguin ball. Leon Hart's got it. Kick out, Mark Lewis. Back over to Hart. Up off the glass. And he gets it to fall! Leon Hart buries it in, and he'll go to the line!
This guy's athleticism is killing me. This guy could score. He could play D. And he's a transfer student out of Campbellsville.
Oh, man, what a shot that was. That's three of those now. Almost identical now. Nice and quiet as Hart goes to the line. And the Penguins' lead is 3.
I guess playing against John Wall helps, Stu.
1:10 to go. Coming up on 1 minute, fans. Penguins on defense. Penguins lead by 3. Pettit's got it. He drives in. Now he backs back out. Kicks it over to the left side to Frick. Frick opened the night with a two ball, and he's been tough on the D's ever since. Killian under the bucket with 54.9 seconds to go. Killian with a foul. No, it was on McNally. That's his third, less than a minute to go. 54.9 seconds. The Penguins' lead is three. But Nick Stormont, the 6'8 senior, will go to the line. And he is at the line. And on the floor is McNally and Lewis. Killian and McKinnon. And Leon Hart. Penguins by three. Stormont goes to the line. On the way. Perfect. Two-point game as McKinnon gets yanked. And Xavier Muldrow back in there. Muldrow's got the brace on the right ankle. The Penguin gold socks, calf high. 57-55, no time off the clock. Second free throw by Stormont. Penguin fans are yelling at him, and he missed it. And Hart boxes out and gets a rebound. Clock rolls 50 seconds. 30 on the shot clock, 47 overhead. Now Leon's got it. Will he be fouled? Penguins lead is just two. Mark Lewis has got it. Penguins eating a little bit of the clock. Here's Killian. 18, Killian, top of the key. 16, Killian, almost throws it away. McNally's got it live. Right wing over to Lewis. 29 seconds, 9 seconds to shoot. Takes the screen from Larson. Loose ball, Larson's got it. Oh, Larson came down with it, and they're going to call it on Stormont. And Killian may have a chance to go to the line. He will, it's double bonus.
Now, Stu, when Killian needed to make the free throws last Saturday, he missed them both. So let's see if he can make it here.
Larson's last time at the line, he made both of them on the way. Larson. .3 seconds, and Tavani calls a timeout. When we come back from this timeout, Larson will have one more at the line. 58-55. Larson on the line when we come back. Radio.Dominican.edu.
The freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on Radio.Dominican.edu. Home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot, with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Bradsburg.
Well, there's no soccer in the Conlon Center, it's basketball, and the Penguins have the lead, and ready to speak is Stuart Horn.
It is full contact, 23.3. Killian has one more to go after he knocks down the first one. Larson goes to the line, number 44. Wipes off the bottom of the tennies. One shoe at a time. Here we go. On the way. Larson. Yes! Four-point game. Clock rolls 22 seconds. Bringing it up now is Pettit. He drifts over to the right side, 18 seconds. Now Pettit. The Penguins won't let him inside the circle. 13. Kick out to the right side, Frick. Top of the key, Stormont. Back over there, three ball. On the way. Uh-oh. 6.9 seconds after Mollett knocks down the three. 6.9 seconds, Piab. That was a beautiful shot by Mollett. The Penguins did everything they could do. And now it is a one-point game with less than 7 seconds to go. Your thoughts?
That's dangerous, Stu. I can't believe Mollett made that three. So the Penguins, they need to make a bucket no matter what.
And the Penguins' lead is only one, and with almost 7 seconds to go, just one tick short of 7 seconds. I think you're right. The Penguins would like to get one down. The Penguins are going to have the ball when we come back, which is going to be just in a moment. No, what? You had something to say?
Yeah, they at least have to hold on to the ball.
I think what's going to happen is the Diaz will probably bring the ball in immediately fouled by the Argonauts. That'll put them on the line with approximately 4 or 5 seconds to go in the game. And right now, if it were up to me, Mark Lewis will be bringing the ball in. I'd want to get it to the hot hand, and that's Killian Larson. So the Penguins have 5 seconds to get it in. They've got to get it in. The foul on Killian. It gets into Killian. And with 5.6 seconds to go, Killian is fouled, and he'll go to the line. Notre Dame betting that Killian, or hoping that Killian would miss it. And with almost 6 seconds left in the game, they are banking that Killian would miss the first one, box out and get it. It's kind of a tall order. And then take it to the other end and knock it down.
Again, flashbacks of last Saturday night. Let's hope he doesn't miss two free throws.
Killian on the line. Killian on the way. Oh, it goes down, and that's large. And a timeout has been called by Coach Puau with 5.6 seconds. It's now a two-point game, and Killian will go back to the line. This is just what we had a moment ago. It was less than 1 second ago. Check it. It was 6.9 seconds. It's now 5.6. Exactly the same scenario. Killian on the line makes the first one. Timeout called. Makes the second one a three-point game. Right now, Killian's made the first one. Timeout called, a two-point game. Should he make this one, it'll be a three-point game. And once again, Notre Dame hoping he misses this and that Notre Dame could possibly get the ball back. Two-point game, 60-58, fans. Less than 6 seconds to go. These last 6 seconds could take quite a while to get out of the way. Killian on the line, who's been very clutch the last 10 minutes of play. Fourth quarter has been the best for Larson tonight. Killian back to the line, fans. Good balance on the way. Yes, and he makes it. And at 61-58, Killian makes them both. That's pressure. That is pressure with the Penguins. Conlon center is loaded. Inbounds. Clock rolls four. Ford's got it. Three-point game. Ford's got it. One. Outside three ball on the way. Short. The three-pointer by Mullet did not go from the right corner. Mullet had the shot to tie it on the buzzer. The light came on the backboard as the ball was in the air. Mullet had the chance. The Penguins finish the game. Penguins win. Penguins win. The Penguins now 3-7 in conference. Notre Dame moves to 1-8. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday, February 15th. BYU Hawaii in the house. 5:30 ladies. 7:30 guys. Piab and I will be here. Radio.dominican.edu.